Well, first of all, from a Donegal point of view, actually, it's just great to be back another final. I mean, this is great times for the Donegal people and supporters and everything else. Now, the disappointing thing is there'll be no supporters or anything else, but it's great times for everybody in the county, and long may they last. And but looking at it from the point of view, I mean, looking at last weekend, we'll say Donegal turned up for a real battle against Armagh, and they ended up not even getting a massage. So, they weren't really tested in that game, so we don't. Donegal got really, in the end up, got really nothing out of it. Only plenty of publicity. Nationwide, they're the only team that can put it up to Dublin. I think that people are being totally disrespectful to Cavan in that situation, because there's nobody knows Cavan better than me. And this Cavan team will love all the talk during the week of Donegal playing Dublin and an All-Ireland semi-final and everything else. And suppose Meath, on the other hand, will enjoy that as well, because both counties are very proud GAA counties. And I particularly know Cavan. So Cavan will be loving it this week. And I think it's going to be a big battle. They're physically big. They've already played a game in Armagh, which is an advantage to them. People would say maybe Armagh doesn't suit the way Donegal play football. So look, it's going to be a lot tougher game than last year's title game. But I think Donegal still should be good enough to get over the line.
Are Cavan Martin better equipped this year than what they were ahead of last year's final?
Yeah, definitely, Oisin. And the couple of advantages they have is that there's no crowd there and there's no pressure on them. I know from being involved in Cavan, and I was even in Cavan working last year, the week before the final, and there were a lot of hype in the county, a lot of flags up on the county, and a lot of people talking about, this is the Cavan team, we're going to beat Donegal, and put a lot of pressure on the players. That pressure's not on them this time at all. They're not expected to win. It's a good situation from them. And so I definitely think they're better equipped, and they've got a couple of very, and Gareth McKiernan and Thomas Galligan, they can afford to press Donegal's kickouts and make Donegal go long. They have the likes of Conor Madden coming on the full forward line. Their team has been improving all along. So yeah, definitely it's going to be a better Cavan team than last year. And suppose from Donegal's point of view, losing Paddy McGrath and Stephen McMenamin in the full back line, that has to be a worry going forward, that we're just running out of players, particularly in the full back line. And that was the fear that me and you talked about early on, was the games coming thick and fast, injuries are going to have a big burden on it. So yeah, Cavan are definitely going to put it up to Donegal, there's no doubt about it, but hopefully Donegal, please God, can get another Ulster final under their belt.
And in saying that, Martin, Donegal of course are going for three in a row. We have seen Declan Bonner's side evolve over the last 3 years. Going into this decider, are Donegal now better positioned than what they were over the last couple of seasons?
Well, suppose you look at it from the point of view of Cavan are saying the start of the year, they got to an Ulster final last year. They wanted to get to one this year and try to win it. From Donegal's point of view, this is they're going for three in a row in Ulster. So, they have to be looking at a bigger picture. There's no doubt about that there. So it's all about doing the job, professionally getting out there and doing the job. What you did against Armagh, that second quarter was as good a football ushering that me and you, since we started working together, have witnessed in this Donegal team. So, yeah, players getting confidence. We have good lads coming off the bench and everything else making the difference, and we're not dependent on a couple of players anymore. So, yeah, definitely Donegal have to be looking at the bigger picture. Professional job to do, get it done, get back down the road and get ready for the semi-final.